Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:38. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I thank you so much for hanging out with me and being here on the show today. We have an amazing lineup of guests, but none more talented. The award-winning, nominated, and oh my God, this woman is with the family whose name we all know and love here in the Twin Cities. Miss Javita Steele is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. That Jayla Steele sister. That's Jayla Steele baby sister, for those of you who are wondering. Okay. They are our Jacksons, okay? They are our Jacksons. They are the first family of gospel. Oh my God. I've been waiting to talk to you all morning. Okay, can I just tell you, you are the highlight of my morning. I'm telling you now. It's not really that great, because I've been cleaning toilets and changing sheets. But you've been the highlight of that though. You've been the highlight of that.
Got nowhere else to go but up from there.
How are you doing? It's been too long since we've been on the radio together. You got to back me up and let me know how you doing, how the kids doing, what you got going on. You've been doing all right.
Oh my God. Shaletta, it's been so good. You know, God is good. I have to give credit where credit is due, for sure. But we just keep rolling along with the music and the creativity. And I am fortunate enough to have met William Pierce, who is the writer of this wonderful piece called The Sound of Gospel. And I've been given the honor of directing these cast members that are off the chart. So I am encouraging everybody, come on out and see that show.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so The Sounds of Gospel at the Fitzgerald Theater, February 8th and 9th. And I tell you, this is not the first year that you have done this. You guys have music like from Aretha Franklin, the Clark Sisters, Dr. Bobby Jones. You guys really take us back to the rich history of gospel and how it's a really important part of the African American experience. And, you know, Javita, when I've talked to people who have gone, they say this is something that they do annually with their family. It's a part of their Black History Month tradition.
That's fantastic. And that's exactly what we want, because it's so educational. And every year we add to the piece. We may take something out and add something else in there, like Sister Rosetta Tharpe is in it this year. We're paying tribute to her, and Aretha Franklin, as you said. And, of course, we're going back to the quartet scene, because you can't do gospel music without talking about quartet music. It influenced everything from Jerry Lee Lewis to Elvis Presley. I mean, it's a part of American history, not just Black history. But we're honored to present it during the month of February. And so we want everybody, do not miss this. On Saturday night, on the 8th, it's at 7 p.m. And on the 9th, it's at 3 p.m. at the Fitzgerald Theater. So come on out. If you just want to feel joy and lifted, this production will do it.
Okay.
With all now, that's going on in our world, there's so much
baby.
Madness. This is an opportunity to release and let go and enjoy it. People laugh, they cry, they run around the auditorium. I mean, whatever you're feeling in those moments to hear these amazing songs. We go all the way back to the Civil Rights Movement, where Dr. King is celebrated, and the music of that revolution, from the Staples Singers all the way to, of course, Mahalia Jackson. So, yes, come on out and enjoy great gospel singing from some of the best gospel singers in the Twin Cities.
Okay, that's what I was just about to ask you. You are reading my mind. See, that's why we close, because I was about to ask you to go ahead and name drop some of the people in the performance, because you have the easy job because they're talented, but the hard job, because I know this job is very difficult, of putting this whole production together. So who are some of the people that you get to work with?
Oh, my gosh. I get to work with Tanya Hughes, Cornisha Garman, Jediah Steele, Angel Woods, Michelle Caldwell, Lysian Shelby, Jackson Hurst. Oh, my God. Jermaine Thomas, Fred Steele Jr., Armando Dickerson, and then Billy Steele, your favorite of the Steeles, is our music director. And he has Stevie Robert Pittman in the band, as well as Kenyari Jackson. And we are just, I just can't tell you how powerful it is to hear this music sung and played by these professionals. It just takes you to another level. So if you really like great music and you want to have a good time, this is it. This is the show to come and get lifted, to be spirit-filled, to feel some good energy. It's been so long since we've had real authentic joy in the Twin Cities. And so it's just wonderful to present something like this that will grant you that opportunity to feel all of it, to engulf it, and to take it on home with you.
And, you know, I just love that because, you know, as we try to get through these next few weeks, as we've gotten through the last 4 weeks, it's been tough. It's been difficult.
Yeah.
Nationally,
absolutely,
as well as right here at home, politics is pervasive. It has not been productive, and people are paying the price for that. We're, you know,
yeah,
as soon as we boycott one thing, we got to protest the other. And when we look up, planes are falling out of the sky.
And
people are dying with ties close right here to the Twin Cities. So talk to me about what it would mean to be able to get into a room and be uplifted and hear some of this music and to just lock in with other people who want a release and to be poured into, because that's the thing about this production is that you leave so high and so lifted up. And some of us right now, Javita, we are low. We are tired. We are drained.
I know.
And we need the sounds of gospel to lift us up.
Yes. And I think that that's, for me, the key is that you get a chance to release in a place where you are, it's safe because everybody in the room is in the same seat. We're all feeling the pressure of life. But if you just keep on living, if you can just hold on a little while longer, everything is going to be all right. That I,
okay,
you know, I tell people all the time, I'm a screaming Christian, and it's fine. And I tell people all the time, I cheated and read the back of the book. We win. And
I
so
went to
that
bed.
Knowing, just that knowing alone gets me out of bed every day. At the end of it all, we win. And I am not worried about who's in the government, who's in the White House, because I got a book that tells me, and the government shall sit upon his shoulders. So I'm not worried about tomorrow. My job is to make sure that we have joy along the way.
Well,
to sustain us in the dark days. And so here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this production, you have got to get to it. It's The Sounds of Gospel at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, February 8th and 9th, an uplifting opportunity for you to come and bring your whole family. This is a family event. The tickets are available at the Fitzgerald Theater box office. You can give them a call at 651-370-2953. 651-370-2953. 770-230-2953, or you can go online to the Fitzgerald Theater box office and get your tickets right now. Don't wait. There are only two shows. If they sell out, that's on you. Okay, I told you.
I know that's you know right. Now, come on out,
February 8th and 9th, Javita Steele, William Pierce, Billy Steele, Second Chance Outreach, Fitzgerald Theater. Javita Steele, thank you so much for being here.
Stiletta, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to anytime to talk to you and to your audience. Everybody be well and blessed, and come on out. We'll see you there.
I'll see you then, and I'll see y'all back after the break.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:22, and it's easy to love me. I'm telling you, it is absolutely easy to love me. I'm telling you, I don't know why the ex-husband became the ex. I'm so easy to love. I really am. That's why folks are talking to me in real time on social media. My friend Charlotte is online right now. We met online, and she says, listening to WCCO Radio and my sister Shaletta Brundage, she speaks the truth. And that is exactly what I was doing on this week. I did something that I had not ever done before. It was Thursday. And just in case you're wondering, it's snowing outside. We got a 50% chance of light snow today. Not anything that's going to stall our transportation system or anything like that. It's Minnesota. It snows. It's January. We live through it and we keep going. My poor two girlfriends, Chevelle and Fanshawn, who are in a rental car right now, headed from the airport to their hotel in Woodbury, are probably freaking out right now. So if you see two black ladies in a black Malibu on the road, 494 headed eastbound from Bloomington to Woodbury, screaming and yelling and swerving, they're probably seeing snowflakes and it's probably freaking them out. Just put on your hazard lights and try to get around them. I can't promise you that you're safe. Say a prayer and exit the freeway, because you know, down south things just absolutely shut down when it snows outside. But you know, earlier this week, as I was saying, I was downtown Minneapolis with Nakima Levy Armstrong and several other civil rights leaders here in the Twin Cities, asking people to stop shopping at Target. I'd never done anything like that before. Never been a part of a rally or a protest to that magnitude, where there were 30 cameras there from all over the country. The story was a national news story. I got calls from people all across the country who were saying, did I just see you standing in front of the Target headquarters calling for people to stop shopping at Target? Was that you and Cameron? And I said, yeah, that was me. That was my daughter. I pulled Cameron out of school on Thursday when we got the invitation to speak at the protest news conference. And I needed her to be there with me, like I was there with my grandmother. Because all these years later, I am still fighting my grandmother's fight. Target did not just roll back their DEI initiatives. They rolled back progress. And I don't want my daughter in 20 years to be standing at a news conference with Nakima's daughter in 20 years, saying the same thing that I'm saying today. Fighting for the same rights that we're fighting for today. Advocating for equality the way we are advocating today. I'm not saying anything different than what Dr. King said, what Fannie Lou Hamer said, what Dr. Josie Johnson said, what Nellie Stone Johnson said. We might as well take out some of those letters from the Birmingham jail, some of Nellie Stone Johnson's speeches, some of Dr. Josie Johnson's letters, and just have me read them. I don't know why I'm coming up with new stuff to say. Because we're fighting the same battles. The battles of inequality. The battles of racism. The battles of unfairness that plague so many households and keep people from achieving and living their best lives. They keep people from generating wealth for their families. They keep people from getting a fair wage and a fair opportunity. You know, if everything was equal, we wouldn't need diversity, equity, and inclusion. But because people in positions of power want to keep that power and don't want to share it, somebody has to hold them accountable. Just like our government has a system of checks and balances in place, like Brian McDaniel and I were talking about earlier, corporations need to have the same. If you're in a boardroom and everybody looks like you, the system is broken. If you get out your supplier list and all the vendors look like you, the system is broken. If you walk through the store and there are no diverse products on the shelves, the system is broken. And how do you fix that system? How do you get it to work right? How do you make sure that people like me and Devonna Pittman and so many other creatives here in the Twin Cities get an opportunity to do business with our hometown retailer? You know, after George Floyd died, Target made promises, and they were on track to keep those promises. Diversifying their supplier list, putting more black and brown products on the shelf, promoting people like Houston White and Tabitha Brown. It seemed as if real change, real lasting change was happening. But apparently it was just the flavor of the day. Because as soon as the president decided that DEI was a three-letter word, Target rolled back all those initiatives. And it was like we had whiplash. It was 1967 all over again. And sadly, what's going to have to happen is that we have to show Target that if you roll back progress, we roll back our purse strings and we shop somewhere else. We do business with people who support us. I always say I support the people who support my people. And if this is a stance that Target is going to take, that's absolutely fine. I just won't do business there. And I'm encouraging other people to follow my lead. And here's the sad thing. We, many of us, were loyal Target shoppers. Every person who works for me, all 25 folks, they all got Target gift cards for Christmas. All the teachers, they got Target gift cards for Christmas. 99.9% of the things I bought my children for Christmas came from Target. And for Target to not make a statement, not even a video statement, they've had a week. They've got great marketing people, great communications people, crisis communications people, lawyers out the wazoo. You mean to tell me in all this time, in a whole week since the memo was leaked, that they haven't had time to come up with a statement? They don't have to make a news conference. They can do a video statement and put it on their Facebook page. The CEO needs to be visible and saying something. Don't ask me to shop at your store all these years. Have me be a loyal customer. I'm an investor. Whether I'm an investor and buy stock or not, I'm buying product out of your store. I'm taking the money that I make, the money that I've earned, and I'm putting it into your store. I'm supporting your employees. I'm supporting you. I'm paying a light bill at Target as much as I spend in there every week. I know I employ at least two or three people. I'm an investor, and I'm owed an explanation. And so to just sit silent while your customers turn on each other. Oh, this has been a heated debate and topic. Because while I'm telling people they shouldn't stop shop at Target, Tabitha Brown is telling people go in there and just shop for her stuff. And Houston White has his own opinion about things. And he just came out and spoke yesterday. And still the CEO of Target is quiet. Not said anything. No official statement from the company. Millions of shoppers are just waiting to hear from them. Waiting to know something. What's their stance on this? Was the leaked memo accurate? Is the information that we got exactly the way it is? What's your stance? Man up, get online, hit the record button, and say something. Target, you owe us that. We'll be right back. It is 1:38. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Just found out some breaking news. Ken Martin is elected as the DNC chair, Minnesota DFL Senate Party Chair. Ken Martin has been elected to be the Democratic Party's next national committee chair. The announcement came today following the DNC's gathering in Washington, D.C., with more than 400 DNC members from every state and U.S. territory to elect the successor for Jamie Harrison, who did not seek another term after the 2024 election. Now, you know Ken Martin. He is a familiar face here in the Twin Cities. He has served as the Minnesota DFL chairman for seven terms since 2011. And Al Schock will have more about that in his newscast. But right now, I want to talk to Michael Roberts. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Michael has been on the show before, a familiar voice for a lot of our listeners. He is a local real estate agent. And Michael, I have got to ask you, I have seen you so, so busy in 2025 on your social media pages. For a lot of people, buying a new home is on their bucket list. Talk to me about what the market is like for folks who are going to be first-time home buyers.
Well, the market, you know, I always tell first-time home buyers to never look at the rates, because at the end of the day, you're marrying the home, and that's all that kind of matters. As long as everything fits in your budget and it works, when you can jump into home ownership, do it.
Okay. So now, you say jump into home ownership. That's scary. That's scary because that's adulting, Michael. and for some folks who are just getting out of college or just starting out, or you know, they're getting married, they've been in a townhome or a condo, they've been renting. That's a grown up decision.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of things that come to home ownership, and you just got to have your ducks in a row. One, you want to make sure your credit's right, because that's going to dictate the leverage and the type of products that you have accessible to you. And it's going to dictate how much you pay to the bank in that rate that we spoke about. And you're saying something?
Go ahead.
No, you can follow in. I thought you were about to key in on something.
Well, I just, you know, what's the first step like, you know, for folks who are out there and they're hearing your voice and they know that home ownership is on their bucket list for 2025. They're tired of renting. They don't want to do it anymore. You know, what's the first step in getting in contact with you? What's the process like?
Mainly you just reach out, get on my contact list, and then we see what your situation is at hand. So if it's you want your credit to be at a certain level, usually about, I've heard lenders can get you for a 580 and up, but it's ideal to have around at least a 7-ish, you know, 680 to have the access to the best products. But at the same time, it's about getting approved with your lender. Talking to that lender is the first step, I would tell anyone. Finding me is the second step. You want to make sure that you got your ducks in a row with your lender, and your lender kind of can look at your overall picture and see exactly what it is you have or don't have. And then once you know what you don't know, then you can apply yourself and get in order and to step into the next step, which is talking to me.
And so when they get to you as a real estate agent, what's that process like?
So I pretty much sit you down. I usually ask you what your why is. Why are you trying to get into home ownership? If you don't have a strong enough why, there's a lot of things that can deter you from going through this process, because like you said, it's not easy. You kind of want to have at least 6 months of reserves for cash reserves and stuff based on 6 months of expenses, your current expenses. If you can kind of save that along the side, sacrificing either cutting down expenses or adding side hustles to gain more income, it's going to be very favorable for you. Also, when you have your debt to income ratio has to look good too as well.
Now, you will be joining me at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol on Monday. Looks like we got some snowfall coming our way on Monday, but that's not going to stop us from getting there and having a good time at the Capitol and coming together for lobbying our legislators as small Black-owned businesses. Last year, you actually won the $5,000 grant that we gave away. And I was just talking to Adrian Dirks. Project Success is going to be sponsoring this year's $5,000 grant. Can you talk to me a little bit about what that grant meant to you and your real estate company?
Oh, it worked wonders. One, it validated the fact that I knew I was in the right place at the right time. Like, before that day, I didn't believe that I belonged in that building, to be honest. And now I understand that that's our building as a collective. Mm-hmm. And that $5,000 went a long way. It helped me open up my marketing budget. I made more partnerships with like KMOJ, the People Station, and then some. It literally told me that I'm literally in the right place doing the right thing, and that where we've been directed to look at, like, that this building itself at the Capitol is where real change is made. And I didn't really look at it and see it that way until this event, like last year. And now I know that if I want to make real change or have anything, you know, I mean, done that I need to get done, it has to start in that building.
Yeah. And, you know, people say all the time, I remember before I started doing Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, people would say, I don't mix my business with politics. You got it better.
Yeah.
You see who Donald Trump had behind him when he was sworn in as president, not his vice president, not his cabinet members. It was business owners. It was Zuckerberg. It was Musk.
Yep.
It was Bezos.
Yep.
So I don't need anybody telling me that this is not our place.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not supposed to be here, because I'm looking at our president and I'm seeing his association and affiliation with business owners, and they are making decisions. They are doing business. They're
mm-hmm.
growing their companies because of their association with the president of the United States. So I am following the lead of the billionaire.
Yes, ma'am. That's literally what it is. And now that when you know better, you do better.
Yeah. And so we're going to be there on Monday at 10 a.m. What are you expecting? What are you hoping for? Because you can't win the $5,000 again. You already won that.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, tell Michael, don't even think about putting his name in. So what are you expecting when you come to the Capitol on Monday?
I'm expecting to be blessed again. Networks like above and beyond the $5,000. Like, I literally sat down with advisors, wealth advisors and then some that were in that building that night that helped me get insurance policies to cover certain liabilities that I had and holes in my grand scheme of things. And like you said, I felt more empowered throughout the year just because I know, like, I make money in my sleep, I make money when I'm awake, and I'll make money when I die. So I feel safe and sound.
Like, right. And it's better for you. It's better for your business. It's better for your family. And you're going to be one of our featured speakers. I can't wait to hear your speech, and I can't wait to get there and see you. And I just appreciate you so much for partnering with me to organize the event this year. It is Monday at the State Capitol at 10 a.m. Black Entrepreneurs Day. Michael Roberts, one of our featured speakers, the winner of last year's $5,000 grant, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Bank Hotline. You have a great rest of the weekend, and I will see you bright and early on Monday.
You as well. I can't wait.
All right. You all stick around. We've got more to come. I tell you what, my daughter has been watching the Beyonce Bowl on repeat on Netflix. She must watch that thing about 12 times a day, to the point where now the boys have memorized it, to the point where now I'm singing Texas Hold'em just folding laundry and milling around the house. I mean, she loves herself some Beyonce. She is so enjoying that Netflix special from the Super Bowl halftime show. It was not a football game for her. The rest of us watched football, and my daughter watched the Beyonce Bowl on Christmas Day. And I tell you, I am going to be praying really hard that this snow does not get me on Monday for my big event. Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is coming up on Monday at 10 a.m. And I'm trying to get Chris Schaefer on the phone to try to figure out these snow totals, because I do not like what I see. Now, they say today, and I know many of you are driving, so please be careful on the road, that we may get up to an inch, but a nice coating of snow. So it's going to be beautiful. We're going to get some snow back on the ground because we're seeing way too much grass for January, which I am absolutely in agreement with. And then they start talking about snow Sunday night to Monday morning, which will impact the commute. So they want to make sure that you all are careful, and we all want to make sure you're careful Monday when you're out and about doing your thing, going wherever it is you need to go. And so we always say plan ahead. You know, I'm looking at, you know, what I've got in the house. I'm low on water. I may got 5 or 6 bottles left, so I need to go and get some more water. I need to go and get, you know, a few groceries. So go up to the Hy-Vee and make sure I stock up and get everything that I need, so that, you know, I can hunker down and hang out for the rest of the weekend, and I don't have to worry about it. But it's coming down pretty good right now. But again, it's going to be about 1 inch. And then, you know, we're going to have more snow coming in on Sunday night into Monday morning. And so we just want to make sure we're careful as we're out and about, hanging out, doing our thing as Minnesotans, because, you know, it doesn't stop for us when the weather, you know, starts doing what it does. We're Minnesotans, and so we're used to driving in the cold and the snow. But we want to make sure that we are especially careful. For our friends along the North Shore, please remember that there is a winter storm warning in place right now. And so we want to make sure that, you know, you are safe, you are informed, you know what's going on, which is why we do this show every Saturday from 12 to 3. To keep you informed so you can know what is going on. Now, after the break, we have an entire hour of the Shaletta Show coming up. We've had some amazing guests so far. If you have not had an opportunity to listen to the episodes and the programs and the interviews that we have done so far, head on over to WCCORadio.com, or you can get the Odyssey app. And there you can find the Shaletta Show, and you can find all of our interviews from today with Michael Roberts, Adrian Dirks, Javita Steele, and Brian McDaniel. Now, coming up in the next hour, we've got Representative Jim Nash, a Republican in the House, to talk about this stalemate and how it's impacting Minnesota politics. we're not able to get anything done. And this is the time that we need to be getting things done for the people who live in this great state. We did not vote for our politicians to be hanging out at the house. We voted for them to hang out with each other and do the hard work. It is not easy being a politician. I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. But we want to make sure that our politicians are doing the work. I don't want to see another news conference. I don't want another news release. I don't want any of that. I want to see politicians on the Hill meeting, creating legislation, speaking up for their constituents. There's so many cities and counties and zip codes that are not represented because the DFL is not going to work. And so we need to make sure that we are there together as a team, Democrats and Republicans, for people who live in this great state. Senator Claire is coming up. Steve Thompson is coming up. And I'll be back here on the Shaletta Show.